Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
Happy weekend. Welcome to another Focus on Community. I'm Frank Rush. Good to have you along. Of course, if you missed part of today's program, I'll tell you up front right now, head on over to our website. You will find the entire show posted there as a podcast. You can download it or stream it, listen to it at your convenience. And just keep that in mind as we go through today's show. So if you need a repeat on anything, well, there you go. Alex Brown's our guest today. He is the director of Thrive Rest Central. Alex, how you doing?
Hey, I'm well. How are you?
Not too bad. So, okay, if folks are going, wait a minute, what's this Thrive thing, West Central? You've been around for a while, but this is kind of a new way to refer to the organization. So tell us, what were you and what are you now?
Sure, yeah. So we have been around for a while as West Central Indiana Economic Development District, but for the past couple of months, we are now doing business as Thrive West Central, which is our new brand that we're pretty excited about. Thrive West Central is a regional innovative driver of positive change here in West Central Indiana. We implement a variety of federal and state programs in economic development, community development, and aging and disabled resources in six counties in West Central Indiana. And we're all about improving of quality of life and place for a variety of groups and stakeholders here in West Central Indiana. So yeah, whether that's dealing with our with aging, with our elderly population, or whether that's helping local governments and related stakeholders within our counties and cities and towns further develop their economies and communities. That's what we're all about, and we're doing that in a number of exciting ways, and we hope to continue to do that over the coming years. So my position, I am the Economic Recovery Coordinator, so I'll talk about this a little more, but I specifically deal with a few different things that pertain to regional coronavirus economic recovery and resiliency.
Okay, now the six counties are the counties here in the Wabash Valley in our area. What, Vigo, Clay, Vermilion Park, Sullivan, what, is that all of them, or is there, did I miss one?
I think you got almost all of them. Putnam County. That's
Putnam
the sixth
County.
One. Yep.
Okay.
Million, Sullivan, Park, Clay, and Putnam.
So for those who don't know, are you a governmental agency or are you a private non-for-profit group? Exactly what are you?
That's a great question. I believe our technical terminology is that we are a quasi-governmental 501c3 nonprofit organization. So we are a nonprofit. We are in terms of tech status, we are indeed a nonprofit. But yeah, you know, we're sort of in a unique position in that we collaborate with lots of different entities. On the federal side of things, we collaborate with the federal government as an economic development district. So we're designated by the Economic Development Administration as an economic development district. So we do receive some funding from them to help our six counties in terms of economic development. We are also the Area 7 Area Agency on Aging in the eyes of the state. So we do receive some state funding as well to deal with aging and disabled resources. And then, of course, all of that really comes back to using those resources to work with our counties and cities and towns, work with our local communities to implement those programs. So yeah, you know, we're a little bit of a unicorn in that we're really a regional organization and that we work with a variety of entities with the ultimate goal in working with all of those organizations to improve quality of life and place for people here in West Central Indiana.
So in other words, you're kind of this governmental octopus who is in charge of trying to organize all the different arms of this octopus and make sure that they actually get something done.
Sure. Yeah, I think that's a good way of putting it. Yeah, you know, and with the caveat there that we're not technically a formal agency of any one government as much as right. We collaborate with a variety of different sort of sectors of government as well as with, you know, the private and the nonprofit sectors as well with the goal of improving quality of life. So yeah, I think octopus is probably a good word.
So as far as when it was West Central Indiana Economic Development, as opposed to Thrive West Central now, has the job changed or just the name? Is the organization changing or is it just a better way to maybe get folks to understand what it is you do?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, I would say that the job itself hasn't necessarily changed, and that I think, you know, the The tasks we're doing are the same tasks with maybe a couple of caveats, the same basic tasks that we've been doing for a long time, economic development, community development, aging and disabled resources. What I think has changed is internally we're merging those things a little bit better and that we understand, you know, that in improving life for our elderly population, for example, that, you know, also ties in really nicely to economic development and community development. When you make life better for one sort of segment of the population, you're indirectly making life better for all of the population, for everyone at a given area. So I think internally, we're looking at merging and really becoming one organization a little bit more. And then externally, I think we just want people to understand what we do in a little bit of a better and more holistic sense, that we don't just do aging and disabled resources. We don't just do economic development. We do all of those things with the unified common goal of helping people in West Central Indiana thrive. So I think that was the heart behind the name change, behind the brand change, to sort of have a pithy and concise way of helping people and stakeholders in our region understand what it is we do, why that's important, and how all of the individual things that we do tie back to sort of that overall, that holistic mission.
You know, you mentioned something kind of interesting there. You talk about the fact that you try to help folks here in this area, in the six county service area that you take care of. So that is looking inward. Do you look outward too and try to market the six county area to other folks outside of our area?
Yes. Yeah. That's absolutely something that we do, and we want to continue to do in the years to come. You know, obviously there are some other organizations in our region that do that as well, and we're certainly proud to collaborate with them and support them where we can. But yeah, absolutely. You know, I think we want sort of in the eyes of the state and even in the eyes of entities beyond the state. Yeah, absolutely. We want people to notice West Central Indiana, Wabash Valley, and think, man, like there's some exciting things happening over there. They're doing some good work. So yeah, absolutely. Both directly and indirectly in supporting organizations. Yeah, we absolutely want to be a part of helping people outside of West Central Indiana understand what we're all about here in the region and why this is a great place to live, work, and play.
Part of what you're doing, I call it, and maybe this is right or wrong, but I call it kind of a spring cleaning, as you kind of realign and kind of, I don't know, jiffy fluff the thing and tell everybody, hey, look at us. Don't forget we're here. Part of that is actually going out and engaging with the folks throughout the Wabash Valley. And you're doing a little survey to try to see what people need, what they want from you, and how you can help.
Yeah, absolutely. So just as a little bit of background, so this intersects with my job more specifically. You know, we right before I came on, we received some funding from the EDA to do a big coronavirus regional recovery and resiliency study and plan here in our region, and that's going to be a pretty long process. I believe in the spring or summer of 2022, we'll be publishing the final results of that study and plan. But the survey that you mentioned, that's sort of just the initial, the first step in that data collection process. We just want to hear sort of some real introductory and baseline information from people about how the coronavirus pandemic has impacted them and their economic activity and their business activity. So yeah, we have that survey out right now. We're hoping to hear from as many business owners and workers and employees alike in our six counties. And yeah, really just hearing, you know, how the coronavirus has impacted them. Are they better off? Are they worse off? Have they stayed the same? What needs are they seeing in their community? Sort of what problems maybe that haven't impacted them, but around them, the COVID pandemic has sort of tangentially impacted. So yes, we're hoping to hear from as many people as possible, and we're going to sort of use that to branch off into some more targeted forms of data collection later down the road.
Alex Brown's our guest, stays with Thrive West Central. You mentioned that, and I realize, of course, you don't really know a lot until the survey's done, but are you hearing back from folks, maybe some things that you're seeing when they take the survey that, I don't know, might surprise you a little bit, or are you just hearing a lot of stuff that you already kind of knew were there, and this is just kind of solidifying what you think you already knew?
Yeah, that's a great question. So yeah, as you mentioned, survey's still ongoing. You know, each day we're getting sort of new drops of data coming in. But thus far, yeah, you know, I'd say some of what we gotten in has been about what we thought it would be. But some of the data has surprised us. You know, for one, not everyone is saying they're worse off. Obviously, I think that's sort of the majority of responses. But some people are saying that they're doing better, that, you know, their business or their economic standing has improved since the start of the pandemic. And so, you know, when the time comes, we're going to dig into that and see, all right, why is that the case? And what from that can be extrapolated to maybe help individuals or other businesses recover as well. I think in terms of, you know, certain needs in the community, that's been interesting to see, you know, what people think the most pressing challenges in their immediate area are. And some of those are what we have expected that they would be. Some of those are different as well. And I think, you know, that'll be, you know, we'll take some time once the survey is done to really dig through that data in great specificity. But yeah, you know, I would say that some of the data has surprised us, but that's good. We want to be surprised, and we want to hear from you, even if, you know, maybe your story doesn't conform to the narrative out there, or even if it does. Regardless, I think it's good that we're surprised, because that means we're hearing from all sorts of people, sort of regardless of if they're saying what we thought they might say or not.
Who are you looking for this survey? Business owners or just the general populace in the area?
Sure. That is a great question. The answer is, if you make any sort of income at all, if you work in our six counties and you okay. make any sort of income at all, we want to hear from you. So, you know, I think, to give a more specific answer, we're looking to get both. We're looking to get both of those type of response, you know, for people, that do own businesses. We absolutely want to hear from them and know how this pandemic has challenged them. But for people that just work for businesses, or maybe they own, maybe they just sort of have a side hustle, make income through a more non-traditional way. Yeah, we want to hear from them too. And I think one of the things we're going to do is see, all right, how is the pandemic impacting people sort of up at the top versus people maybe on the lower rungs, and see, you know, are the responses similar? Are the responses different? And yeah, so, but yes, to summarize, any sort of income at all, we absolutely want to hear from you and how the pandemic has impacted you.
Okay. And if folks want to do this, this is online, obviously. So where do they go to do this?
Yes, absolutely. So there are a couple of ways, and bear with me, because I'm about to read a couple of URLs here.
Okay.
So probably the easiest way is to just type in the URL of the survey itself, which is thrivewestcentral.formstack.com/forms/resilient. That's thrivewestcentral.formstack.com/forms/resilient. They can also go to the landing page on our website, which links to the survey but provides some more contextual information as well. That's thrivewestcentral.com/economic/survey. That's thrivewestcentral.com/economic/survey. Okay. So either one of those avenues will get you to that survey and give you a chance to let us help you.
And I'm assuming right there on your main page at thrivewestcentral.com, you've got a link or something there that's kind of obvious that folks can click on and get to you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. If you just go to our website, thrivewestcentral.com, and then click on the economic development link up top, you'll see a button that'll take you straight there as well.
Okay, now how long is the survey going on? You know, to give folks an idea, because, you know, if folks are like me, they tend to procrastinate, so you know, they might want to wait a while.
Of course, yes, as a recent college student, I understand. So sometime in February, probably early to mid-February, although depending on what a response rate looks like, might even be a little later. But all that is to say, if you want to make sure that you get it in before we close the survey, I would say by the end of the month, by the end of this month, just to be safe, that's probably the absolute earliest as to when we would cut it off. Might be a little bit longer, just depending on a few things. But yes, for the rest of January, definitely you are safe in terms of if you want to come give us your input.
You're kind of new to the position there at Thrive West Central. You just hired on, a couple of months ago, right?
Yeah, I've been here for about 5 months now.
Okay, and so what did you, well, first of all, how did you even get into this position? And what did you want to do when you got the job? What's your goal with this?
Oh, man. Those are great questions. So, yeah, you know, I got into the position I had been in contact with Ryan for a little bit prior, and then when the position opened up, he reached out to me, said he thought I would be a good fit. So I came in, I interviewed, and then I was blessed to be offered the job after that, for which I'm extremely thankful. I think what I hope to accomplish, it's funny. My answer to that question has probably changed a few times already ever since being here and just getting to meet stakeholders and people that live in all six of our counties. I think I want to give our communities a really good roadmap of how they can recover from the pandemic, but also how they can prepare for future pandemics and related economic crises. I think my position deals with both recovery and resiliency. So recovery is that idea of recovering, building back from what's already happened. But I think even more important is resiliency in terms of preparing for the future and building communities and places that are able to withstand challenges as they come. So that's my hope. My hope is that when this process is done, we're going to have some really solid and concrete recommendations where our communities can say, all right, this is what we need to do to move forward, to prepare. And so whether or not, we have another pandemic again in either of our lifetimes, I think the goal would be whatever challenges might come, the idea is we have communities that can say, hey, we're ready. This doesn't faze us. We have processes and infrastructure in place that's going to help us survive and even thrive amid whatever challenges may come in the future.
Alex Brown's the Economic Recovery and Resiliency Coordinator at Thrive, which used to know as the West Central Indiana, but now they've got a new name, and they're doing a few other things too and kind of cleaning things up a little bit, and they're looking to move forward now and help out the community a lot. If you missed part of today's program, you can always listen to it on our website. Just look for the podcast there, and if you want to take the survey, it's at thrivewestcentral.com. I'll eventually get it out there. thrivewestcentral.com. Just look for a link on that page there. Alex, thank you for being with us today, and thank you for listening. And again, if you missed any part of it, head to our website, and you can catch it all there as a podcast.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.